Don't worry, Tim will be back.
In the meantime, Jack and Jess
on K-Rock 955. This week is something that you probably haven't experienced just yet with your little one, Albie.
No.
Because he's not yet at school, is he?
No.
No, one.
He's brand new.
Yeah. Do they do book week at your, like, childcare?
I mean, yeah, they read books and things like that. I tried to have a bit of a read with him yesterday because I saw somebody doing that on Instagram. They like had a book that was entertaining their kid, and I was like, "Wow, I wonder if that'll work." And he was just like,
"He wasn't interested."
Yeah, he was like, "What are you?" You know, he essentially looked at me and said the words, "What are you doing?" So no, the book didn't book didn't last long. Okay. But I'm seeing stuff pop up.
Sure.
Like it looks like a full thing going on.
Book week has really grown since you and I were at school. So it's usually like a full week thing, and one of those days you will go in costume, like dress up as your favorite book character.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're like, you know, well-known characters, like, you know, maybe you pick someone from Harry Potter, maybe you go as like a Winnie the Pooh or like, you know, a character that you can buy a costume.
Sure.
And then there are other times, and these are the times I want to hear about, where you've picked a character or your child has picked a character that nobody knows.
Yeah, that sort of appears on page 3 and then you never see again for the rest of the book. But they're like, I want to go as that porcupine.
How am I supposed to go as Mr. Fluffernutter? And you're like, okay, let's find a costume. What can we throw together to make this character come to life?
Do you know what flashback I'm getting hardcore right now, Jess, from Book Week?
What's that?
We were young.
Yeah?
Is Goosebumps.
Oh, my God,
and just being like, I remember just being like, Mum, I want, like, because the book, they looked so good. There'd be 40 in front of you. And I was like, I must have all of them.
Wrap me in some streamers.
Like,
I'm going as the mummy.
I want to go as the piano from the Piano Lessons Can Be Murder.
Well, this is Goosebumps. What I want to know. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. I want to hear about your book week costumes, right? Those real, like, we've had to make it together so that we can get your child to school. And tell us what the character is. Maybe we'll know who the character is, Jack.
Yes.
You and I, we read a lot, right?
Yeah.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Want to hear about your book week characters. Maybe you had to go out on a limb and get like a very unique costume together. We want to hear about those characters more than anything. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Give us a call right now.
We miss you, Tim. Your big new dad, you. Jack and Jess for the drive home. And Tim returns soon on K-Rock.
There's lots of book week costumes that, you know, you see year after year. Harry Potter, I feel like since the late 90s, we've seen Harry Potter at book week showing
Pinocchio.
Up time after the time. Yes, any Disney character. I'm sure that there's, I know Tom from The Breakfast Show was telling me his little one went as Elsa, Frozen.
Right.
So,
not
you know,
my wheelhouse,
gonna,
but yes.
There's going to be a lot of Disney princesses,
for
I think,
sure.
Flown about. But I want to hear about the obscure ones.
Yep.
Has your child come to you and said, hey, I want to be this character? And you've gone, oh, God, how are we going to make that happen?
The cat, the cat from page 4 that you never see again.
Yes. Yep. All right. We've got Jen from Bell Park. Jen, tell us what character has your child wanted to go to for book week?
Well, it's not my child, it's my nephew.
Oh, okay.
But I'm pretty sure my sister's at home right now doing the costume for him.
Oh, okay, so he's still yet to unveil the costume.
Yeah, my dad introduced my nephew to Ned Kelly this year.
Wow.
So his choice was Ned Kelly. Because he's just been reading all the books and he's his age.
Are we sure that his little frame can handle that big iron
shield?
How are
you making the helmet? Is it out of cardboard?
Out of a bucket. I believe she's cut like a little slit and like painted it.
Is he like,
and then got like a real jacket. Like she found one on like going online. like a little one. So he's got that and then she's been making the armor out of like
that is stunning.
What's
that
he
is
doing
commitment.
What's he doing for pistols?
I don't know.
I don't think they're allowed to take pistols to school.
I mean, he's
those are getting confiscated,
no. Though, isn't he?
Nah, those are getting
that
confiscated
is
for
wonderfully
sure.
Wonderfully obscure, Jess. That is right.
Yeah, thanks so much, Jen. Good luck. Send us through some pictures of your little nephew.
Yeah.
We're all dressed up.
All right, no problem. Will do.
We've also got Alicia. Alicia. Tell us about the costume that you've organised for book week.
Hey, so my son asked to go as the Cat in the Hat, and I've had to drive around to about 20 different Targets to find the hats are the Cat in the Hat.
Oh, my God.
I'm still yet to figure out what the bottom half of his is going to look like.
Oh, so yeah.
What's,
that's
what,
tonight's
what,
problem.
What are the books called again?
The Cat in the Hat.
Yeah, but who's the author?
Dr. Seuss.
Yeah. So do you think that this is like less obscure? This is almost a pain because he's such a popular choice.
Well, I think the difficult part is figuring out what to do with the bottom half of him.
Yeah, the cat suit.
Nowhere seems to have any sort of cat suit.
Okay, I've got an idea for you, Alicia. A long sleeve black top. Black trackies, and just get a piece of white fabric and cut it into a circle and sew it on the front.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. I'm not very good with a sewing machine.
Oh, so you just tack it.
For him. Alicia.
Staples.
Alicia. My son is only in the one, so it's not part of my life yet. But is this a good week as a parent, speaking honestly, or is this a bad week as a parent?
It's an expensive week, especially if they're in daycare and need costumes every day. Every day.
Oh, something to look forward to, Jack.
Yeah, can't wait.
While Tim takes a break, Jack joins Jess for the drive home on K-Rock 955.
According to eHarmony, Australian men and women find one or two, actually, languages and accents more attractive than anything else because there is a tie for first place.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm really interested in this. I reckon my two favourite accents might be a little off Broadway, but I don't know.
I want to hear about your accents before I reveal to you the top three.
Okay. And I wouldn't mind hearing, but you know. Okay, so I love the Irish accent.
Sure.
I think it's cute as hell.
Yep.
And kind of...
For men and women?
Yeah. Whatever, you know, I guess. And it's cheeky and it's fun.
Sure, yeah.
Very playful.
Mm-hmm.
On a similar line, and one that I think will get less left off this list, I love the Kiwi accent.
Kiwis!
Yeah, cute as.
Kiwis are very cute, yeah. Not on the list, though.
Shocks me. So we're going to be talking like your Spains, your France...
Wow. Jack, in third place, with 30% of people saying this was the sexiest accent, Irish.
Yeah.
You knew it was going to place. Yeah. I think third is pretty low.
Yeah.
Coming in next, number two, Italian.
Yes.
32% of the votes.
Yep.
Italian's
that makes
pretty
sense.
Good.
Yeah, Italian is just, I mean, that is just quintessential sexy gear.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm shocked that's not number one, but it must be the French.
Wow. A tie in first place between French and British.
Yes.
Now, we were discussing British earlier because I said...
Come over here then.
I feel
give us a posh. Oh, yeah, that's good.
I think they're talking more like Hugh Grant.
Oh, yes.
Kind of English. Do you know what I mean?
Do come over here for
not
a kiss.
Not like Geordie Shaw kind of English.
Not Chav. Yeah, that is a bit of a surprise, but I guess it's kind of dapper, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. It's just that like sophisticated kind of elegance.
Oh, God. They get away with murder, don't they? Because they sound smart.
Yes, absolutely.
Who decided that?
I think the Australian accent is probably the least sexy.
What was four and five?
I don't have four and five, just the top three.
Top three, yeah.
But over a quarter of the participants said that they would be open to online dating with someone overseas because they would be happy to date someone with like a bit of an accent.
I guess I'm shocked that Ireland, the Irish accent is so popular, you know, so widely popular.
Yeah.
Because it does feel a little bit, off Broadway, I guess.
I think Irish is way better than British.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
I mean, that's just a personal preference.
You can have fun with an Irish person, you know? You're going to get up to no good.
And if my fiance is listening, I really enjoy Indian accents as well.
Yes.
Because he is from India.
Well done.
And yes, they are my number one.
Particularly heavy Australian accent, I've got to say.
Yeah.
Even though Tim's off becoming a new dad, he's here in spirit.
Oh, my actual...
Jack and Jess for the drive home on K-Rock.
Jack, do you have to double, triple check things in your life?
Jess, it makes sense we're just talking about Daniel Ricciardo and his false starts and his lately in his career because we're talking personal false starts.
Yes.
When you're at home, you leave in a hurry. If you're like me, you don't do your planning. You don't do your checks before you've left. You get 50 metres down the road, maybe a kilometre down the road, and then the thought comes into your mind, I've left the stovetop on. You know, I haven't locked the door, and you got to double back, and it's awful.
My fiance Akshay is very superstitious, and when it comes to like leaving, if we're leaving the house and anyone sneezes as we're about to get it out the door, he's like, "We can't leave. Something's wrong." And so we literally have to go back inside, eat something sweet, and try leaving the house again because someone sneezed.
Superstitions is a different phone, though.
Yeah, it certainly is. But that was a false start.
Yeah, definitely.
We got Steve from Lara on 52232955. Steve, what do you always have to double, triple check?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good, mate. What are you always having to double, triple check?
Oh, my missus. She's bloody useless. Yeah. She always forgets to turn her straightener off. And I'm like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, hair straighteners are the worst.
Yep.
Mine's got like...
She wants to burn the house down on me. Like, you know.
Most of them have got that woman. That auto turn off feature where they'll turn off after 30 minutes of not being used.
Yeah, but you got that like gear from the 90s,
where you get those
from,
Jess?
Yeah, pretty much all of them, mate.
You've got
I don't know. I'm a guy. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it does burn the house down. It'll give you like it'll get the arm, you know, catch an arm or catch a...
Yeah, that's true.
Good.
Have you burnt yourself on it?
Jacko.
Yeah.
Dangerous stuff.
Thanks so much, Steve. We got Brett from Lawn.
Brett.
What are you always double, triple checking?
G'day, guys. Yeah, I got a bit of a different problem. I leave a lot of things on, but I don't do the double, triple checking.
That's another one.
What's been the most recent thing I guess you should have double checked there, Brett?
Oh, just last week I left the kitchen tap on all day. So last one out of the house, 9 a.m.
Oh,
went home 6 p.m. and the kitchen tap was running. Luckily there's nothing in there, so it just goes straight down the sink.
Straight down the drain.
Not even on my radar. Not even on my radar though, did it?
Lucky you just wasted 400 litres of water or whatever it was, you know.
That is gonna be an expensive water bill that
I
you get
wish,
next.
But can you imagine how funny it would have been if the plug was in, he would have come home and
found
seen
a
couch
pool.
A couch floating down the steps.
Might have taught me a lesson.
While Tim takes a break, Jack joins Jess for the drive home on K-Rock 955.
Tim and Jess for the drive home with Jack filling in for Tim. And Jack, yes, you've been filling in for Tim over the last few weeks on our show.
Yep.
But you've also been kind of working on a little project for the last few years, right?
Yeah, Jess. But, today we launched Bush Music Fund, which is the culmination of many years' work running workshops and live music tours through regional and remote parts of Australia. We sort of started doing them in 2016. They were called Up the Guts,
right?
Which have always been a lot of fun. But it was through those tours that we realised that there were some amazing First Nations musicians in communities in really remote parts of Australia that are wonderfully talented and face significant barriers to perform and to play and to participate in the music industry, which is much richer for, diverse and interesting and those sorts of different voices. So we decided to start working on a brand new idea called Bush Music Fund, which is a registered charity with DJR status, which is brand new for us, which means tax deductions for people who donate. And it's just a long-term pathway program so we can support First Nations artists from remote parts of the country long-term.
What an amazing initiative, Jack. So, so cool. And so many people behind this that are bringing it to life. What is the goal? You've launched it today.
Yes.
What is the goal? How much money are you hoping to raise?
Yeah, well, we've raised 30 grand so far and we want to try and get to 100. Basically, we want to support, we've got bands in different categories. So we've got new artists, brand new artists, emerging artists, artists who are sort of, touring or gigging a little bit, maybe doing a bit of recording, and established artists who have, what looks to be a career but might have hit a roadblock. Maybe somebody's had kids or, they haven't played for a little while, jobs, whatever it is. So we want to take an artist from each category on each year. So starting next year, we want to have a band in each category. The following year, we want to add another band to each category and just build until we hit our critical mass. So we really just want to take on as many bands as we can and create opportunities and give them a chance.
Absolutely. A really cool initiative. Where can people go to donate?
Yes. Instagram is at Bush Music Fund. You can find us there. Or you can go to www.bushmusicfund.org and there are links to donate there. Any support from this wonderful community would be huge.
Yeah, well, we're really proud of you, Jack.
Thank you,
amazing
Jess.
Amazing opportunity for people to get behind Bush Music Fund. We'll chuck up some links as well on the K-Rock page. Just search for the Tim and Jess on krock.com.au and you'll be able to find everything you want to get behind Bush Music Fund. Good luck.
Thank you.
I'm very excited. I mean, stick around because we've still got the rest of the show to go.
Nice seeing you, Jess. I will. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
But I'm very excited for you, mate. I know you've been working a lot, really, really hard on this for the last few years. So it's really cool to see it finally take off.
It is. Thank you very much, Jess.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.